Every time I think my family has plumbed the depths of stupidity, somebody goes and finds a goddamn shovel. Jane Harrington Price. The upstairs bedroom of a small survivalist compound, about an hour's drive east of Portland, Oregon. 3 months ago. Antimony sat cross-legged in the middle of the room, one hand pressed hard against her thigh, and the other held open in front of her, palm up and fingers spread. She stared at the air above her hand like it had personally done her wrong and needed to be punished for its sins. "Just breathe," said the room's other occupant. Mary Dunlavy, family babysitter and family ghost, even though she hadn't been a part of the family until long after she died, sat with her knees drawn to her chest, watching Antimony concentrate. "We both know you can do this. You've done it over and over again without meaning to. You just need to find the focus that turns it voluntary. Because look how well involuntary worked for Carrie," said Antimony, still glaring at the air. Mary raised her eyebrows, looking bemused. Antimony swallowed a sigh. Getting exasperated with the one person even semi-equipped to help her was a bad plan. Sure, it was a plan she was familiar with and really good at executing, but still a bad plan. "Fictional character," she said. "Stephen King book. She moved things with her mind. Burned down half the town where she lived before dying horribly." "Huh," said Mary. "I'll have to check it out." She wouldn't. Mary knew it, and Antimony knew it, and so neither of them needed to say anything about it. Mary existed in a ghost story. They couldn't call it living, not when she'd been dead so much longer than she'd ever been alive. And she didn't need horror novels if she wanted to be spooked by the things that went bump in the night. They were all around her, even when she was alone. Because she was one of them. Mary was also the only person who was both reliably available and had actually known Grandpa Thomas before he disappeared. Grandma Alice, who probably knew him better than anyone else in the world, wasn't around enough, and Antimony wasn't sure asking a woman who thought bear traps were appropriate gifts for children to help her get her powers under control would be a good plan. Mary had seen Grandpa Thomas do magic. Real, practical magic. The sort that ran in families and meant that sometimes having a nightmare meant waking up because the sheets were on fire. Antimony was tired of taking the batteries out of her smoke detector and telling her parents she'd burned her hand on the hot plate during roller derby practice. She wanted it under control, and she wanted it under her own terms. She knew she wasn't supposed to ask Mary for favors, but she was allowed to ask about family history, and Grandpa was family history.